With continuing interest, like a story in the New York Times, the case won't go away, with State Supreme Court Justice Timothy Drury refusing to end the lawsuit against the team, ruling the Bills controlled hiring and approved contracts with the third-party company for which the cheerleaders actually worked. He's considering whether the NFL should be brought into the lawsuit, since evidence shows Commissioner Roger Goodell had signed off on the contract. The case is due back in court next week. Cheerleader lawyer Sean Cooney says he wants to deal with the Bills.
I thought that the settlement of the Oakland case was an indication that the NFL and the NFL teams would want to put this chapter of wage theft behind them, but we have not been successful in scheduling a mediation here in our case. I still hope that it happens, and so do my clients.
The Oakland Raiders agreed to pay members of the Raiderettes minimum wage and overtime. The Jills weren't paid anything and had to pay $650 for their uniform and $50 to audition and perform for sponsors, also for no pay. If there's no resolution soon, the next phase would be discovery for looking at records and interviewing team officials and potentially adding more Jills as plaintiffs. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.